I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State, Gaza. Fog of war. Right now, the Khan Yunis combat continues. The airdrops have started again, and this time the U.S. is supplementing the airdrops along the ocean front because that avoids conflict with the combatants, where the Gazans charging the airdrops might be perceived as aggressors. There was an incident involving trucks earlier in these last days that led to deaths because of stampedes and trucks running over people. The airdrops are very iffy. They're not feeding 1 or 2 million people at best, and there's always the question of those airdrops falling into the hands of Hamas. We're told in these last hours that the negotiations in Cairo over the hostages have broken down and have either ended or have been suspended. We're also told that Hezbollah increasingly being pummeling the north has now killed one, maybe two visiting farm workers. And I was told they were killed deliberately. Who knows? It's fog of war. I only mention all these incidents because we can't come to a conclusion over the Gaza war. But I do ask Mary to comment on what I've learned is an overwhelming surge of anti-Semitism across the planet. 3,000% increase in Europe, 600% increase in the United States, including in public schools. Mary, is this something that can be contained by Washington? Is this something we can speak to from the National Post, that Mr. Biden could speak to at the State of the Union? Or is it too chaotic for that right now?
The United States is currently enacting a very confused policy toward our ally Israel. On the one hand, the president has voiced great support and sympathy for the Israelis, given the horrors that were visited on them and innocent civilians. More than 30 Americans were killed. We still have Americans held hostage, not to mention all the Israelis that are held hostage. And on the other hand, as you just mentioned, we're airdropping supplies into an area where they could be used by terrorists to bolster them and keep killing Israelis. So I might add, at the same time, Washington is trying to interfere in Israeli domestic politics by hosting Benny Gantz, who is Benjamin Netanyahu's political rival, at the White House this week, where he met, the vice president, the national security advisor, Middle East envoy. He's going to meet the Secretary of State today. So it's a confused policy, and I find it very odd. And I have great sympathy for the suffering of the Palestinian people, but the suffering happened because of Hamas. They elected Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization. But why aren't we expending our energy pressuring nations like Egypt, to whom we provide billions of dollars in aid every year, to set up refugee camps in the Sinai? Why aren't we leaning on Jordan to help do the same? Why aren't we exerting our influence in ways that could meaningfully help these civilians rather than fly an aid that may or may not get to them and trapping them in a war zone? It's bizarre. And I think the only way to understand it is through the domestic political lens here in the United States, where the president faces pressure on several sides of the Democratic Party that are, also have conflicting goals. He has a very pro-Israel part of the Democrat Party, and he also has a very pro-Palestinian/Hamas part of the party. And he's trying to satisfy both. And in adopting these confused policies, he satisfies neither. Nor does he satisfy the interests, I think, of the United States and are really the only functioning democracy in the Middle East, which is Israel.
The border. Both the president and the former president visited the border recently. I do not know why, other than the campaign rhetoric. But right now, the border is more chaotic than any time of the last several years, and I've been watching it through the lens of the Darien Gap. We have about a minute, Mary. The president says Congress failed to enact my immigration, pointing to the Republicans. The Republicans say, well, fill in the blank, blame Biden. Both parties seem to believe they prosper by not settling the border. How do you see it, Mary? We've got less than a minute.
I think what you're seeing is election year politics, and it's very, very hard to enact sweeping legislation in a presidential election year. We are likelier to get immigration reform in the first year of a presidential term where said president runs and gets a mandate from the American people to fix the immigration system. So I hate to be so cynical about it, but that's the way that I understand the goings on, because honestly, the border deal that was presented and is failing now did fix many problems. But it's just the political dynamics aren't conducive to a solution right now.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.